Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Believers urge prayer as the Israel-Iran conflict raises fears about nuclear risks. Then, God used a dream to bring a Tunisian woman and her sister to himself against the odds. We'll tell you what happened in just a few moments. But first, nuclear is the hot word in the Israel-Iran conflict. On Thursday, June 12th, the global nuclear watchdog known as IAEA declared for the first time in 20 years that Iran's program is in noncompliance. The four-page report with 13 careful statements included a call for diplomatic solution. But the very next day, Israel opened fire on Iranian military and nuclear targets. Fadih Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says emotions are running high.
But we need to remind ourselves that we are Christians first. God's call on our lives is to be peacemakers. At the same time, every single person, I think right now in the Middle East, is being affected, impacted, whether it's you, your family, your relatives, or your friends.
No one wants to imagine what would happen if the wrong strike hit the right nuclear site in Israel or Iran. Sharaya urges us to remember that countless lives are at stake. Pray for peace, and for international leaders to put the needs of their people first.
I also invite people to pray that whatever is happening right now will advance the gospel. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I know that this is my prayer.
Learn more in the full story at our website about the MENA Leadership Center's upcoming training courses in this crisis. Next, we turn to Syria on this year's World Refugee Day. We often hear about the struggles of refugee life, but what happens when their journey ends? In Lebanon, Nuna from Triumph at Mercy Lebanon sees Syrian teachers and families packing to return, some by choice, others by force.
Inside Lebanon, within the Ministry of Interior, they have made a plan for the repatriation of 400,000 Syrian refugees.
With Lebanon caught in conflict and little aid coming in, Syria's outlook is shifting.
There is more money flooding into Syria. Their sanctions have lifted. People are looking with hope towards the future of the rebuilding.
That hope is drawing many Syrians back. Nuna witnesses the shift firsthand.
And I had to close the school for refugees that we had because there's no reason for it to exist anymore. Most of the people will be gone.
Now, they're helping children complete final exams and send assessments to Syria to continue their education. As the time of this ministry finishes, Nuna hopes that gospel work will continue.
Every seed that we have planted in any one of those teachers during all these years of ministry and the seed that we planted in every one of those children, we expect that God will just be the one watering it.
And finally, sometimes following Jesus can be costly in places like Tunisia. It put Ahlem Afari at odds with her family. Speaking through an interpreter with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, she says,
I come from a Muslim family, my parents and four girls. We were very committed to the rituals and religious life.
Ahlem's journey to Jesus began with a dream.
I was in a pit. He came and gave me his hand and took me from that hole. He told me, I am Jesus, and you are free if you want to follow me. If you don't want to follow me, you can stay here. Those words in my heart transformed my life completely.
And she woke up a changed person, but those changes only brought challenges from her loved ones.
I had some difficulties in the beginning with some members of my family, especially my oldest sister. She used to hide my Bible. But I trusted God because these difficulties are part of our faith.
However, not every family member resisted her gospel witness.
I lived in one country and my sister lives in another country. God was working at the same time in my life and in her life, and we both came to Christ. I consider that a miracle.
Pray that Tunisia's persecuted and isolated Christians will be vibrant witnesses, even to the persecutors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.